He will not make you. If you want to keep that sickness, he will let you. Now the devil, he's a forcer and he's a pusher and he's a taker. And he'll put it on you. But God will not. If you open the door just a little bit, you can have some doubt in your head, but some faith in your heart, and God will still step in and heal you. That's what happened with my finger. I doubted in my head it was going to happen. But I opened it up and said, God, if you can do anything, do it. I mean, I'm telling you the truth, guys. That was all the faith that I had. I didn't know what I know today. If I would have, God probably took a belt out and spanked me because I should have been smarter than that. But he healed me. He healed me. Another testimony. We were in a church, Spirit-filled church. Keith is speaking. How many of you have ever felt like when Keith is speaking that he is talking directly to you and he knows everything that's going on and we told him? Dave will text me after the service and he'll say, he was talking to you tonight, not me. Especially when he gets on that stuff about resting and not having the fax and the phone and all these things going at the same time, you know. And the last one I told Dave, I said, I took a nap this afternoon, buddy. He was talking to you. And so, but if God is moving the way that he should be moving, it should affect every single one of us that way. Not just, you know, this one and that one. And to be honest, that's the prophet's anointing. Coming out, ministering to what you need. Ministering to the things that you need to hear today, here, now. So don't ever think, you know, Dave and I sit there and we know situations that are going on with people. And we try our best to keep from turning our head or keep looking at us because he's reading their mail. I mean, we just dealt with it this week and he is reading their mail. And we don't want them to think that we told him because we didn't. Because a lot of times if we can handle it, we try not to tell him like I've told you before because then he can flow. And he can do what the Lord wants him to do without thinking, well, I can't say that. Because a lot of times when you know something, you will make yourself not go that direction, whether you're supposed to or not. So we try not to. So anyway, here we are at this church. And God was talking to, this is how we were sitting. The pastor's wife, the pastor, the son and the daughter-in-law, me, and then where Keith was sitting, kind of right here. And we were ministering in this church. And the son and daughter-in-law had been married maybe 6 months, 8 months. And she had come from another denomination that didn't believe in healing. And she had been talking softly with her husband all night long about some things, about healing. And they had been talking softly about this for a while now. And she had come to the conclusion that she was going to be rebellious about it, like somebody else I know. God got up there, I kid you not, this happened, we've got it on audio tape, it happened. God got up there, I'm sitting right here, and Keith comes and he stands right here. His knee had to touch her knee. Had to. And we knew none of this. And he says, you know, he looks her square in the eye. And he says, there's some people that won't even try to get rid of their inhalers, even if God's telling them to get rid of their inhalers. They won't even try it for 5 minutes, much less quit. I mean, got right up in her face. You laugh. A year later, she was dead. Why would God do that? To jolt somebody. They're not hearing it from their husband. They're not hearing it from the people. They're not hearing it from the Bible. So he's going to get up right up in their face and he's going to say, Sissy, straighten up. Wake up. You're about to die. But did he make her take her healing? Did not. He healed everyone that wanted to be healed. All that came to him to be healed. Everyone that was brought to him to be healed. He cannot make you take your healing. If you want to keep it, guess what? You can keep it. You can keep it. I don't want to keep sickness. Anybody in here? No. I don't want to keep sickness. There was a man, Brother Hagin tells a story about, and probably 80% of y'all in here has heard this. There was a man in the hospital, and Brother Hagin was ministering to him. And he was in the hospital, and he was sick. And Brother Hagin was sitting on the side of the bed, and he heard somebody walking down the hall. Y'all heard, how many of you have heard this story? Yeah, lots of you. Heard somebody walking down the hall. Well, it was Jesus. Came into this sick man's room because Brother Hagin had been praying for this man to be healed. And when he came into the room, the man was in the bed. And Brother Hagin told the man, he said, Jesus has come to heal you. The man got out of the bed, made his way to Jesus, started toward Jesus, got about 3/4 of the way there. Jesus has got his hands out like this. He wants to give him healing. And the man just falls. Says, I can't receive it. I'm not worthy. I can't receive it. Brother Hagin says, but Jesus has come to heal you. The man didn't know Jesus was standing 2 feet, 1 foot from him there to give him his healing. Did Jesus make him take his healing? The man died. Jesus was there to heal him. But he died. God will not force anything on you. But if you open your heart just a little bit, He'll come in and heal you from here, from the missing hair, all the way down to the ingrown toenail. Or the callus on the bottom of your foot. And everything in between. Because he healed them all. He healed every single person that came to him. There was not one person that came to Jesus and they said, I want to be healed. And he said, no. All. Say it with me. All. Every. All. Every. All. Every. Sickness and disease. Even the lunatic, even the crazy people. You may be thinking you've been going crazy. Seriously. It's not a joke. I mean, in today's society, it's not a joke. There's so many people on prescription drugs today. I saw on the news the other night. I was totally shocked. They said 90-something percent of households were addicted to prescription drugs in some form or fashion. And what's that one drug? I can't remember what it was, but they told the name of this one drug. It was like a painkiller that 60% of households had somebody in their household addicted to it. So that means people are sick. That means we at Faith Life Church must know about healing. We must be healed ourselves so that we can minister to other people. Because Jesus healed every sickness, every disease, every infirmity, everything that they brought to him, he healed it. He cannot heal you if you're not open for it. He will not force it on you. He loves you, but he gave you a free will. And he won't make you do anything. So today, what I want to do is if you have been fighting sickness in your body, I don't care if you've had it for however old you are, 40 years. I don't care if you've had it for a week. I don't care if you're a staff member or an usher. I don't care if you're a singer or the keyboard player. I don't care who you are this morning. Jesus healed. The only thing that would keep you from getting healed this morning is P-R-I-D-E. Because somebody might know that I'm sick. Why do you think I got into the scriptures the last 2 weeks, night and day, about healing? Some tried to attack me. I didn't let it. What do you do when you get sick? Find the scripture. Keith went to flight safety this week. He was there 14-hour days flying, messing up engines, all these other kind of things. I was studying about healing. Stayed in the hotel room. Didn't answer my phone. There comes a point in time in your life where it's got to become priority to you. Doesn't matter what else is going on. But now you have to know absolutely nothing about healing this morning. How many of those people that he ministered to knew scripture on healing? How many of them knew the word about healing? How many scriptures do you have to know in order for God to heal you? He healed them all. He healed every person. So what we're going to do in here this morning is we're going to have a healing line. They're going to sing. And I'm telling you, the anointing was already here. It's here. You can feel it. The anointing is here. People are going to get ministered to. They're going to get set free. Things are going to change in their life. Now, it doesn't matter what you see and what you feel when you leave this place. What are you?
Healed.
Healed. And you put a sign on your mirror that says, I am healed, period. And when you wake up in the morning, that's the first thing you say. I am healed, period. Put a big period behind it. No ifs, ands, buts. I still have a headache. I still have a footache. I still have these symptoms. I'm still throwing up. I am healed, period. That's it. That's all you say from this day forward. Doesn't matter if it's 5 minutes from now that you get healed, or 3 weeks from now that you get healed, or 3 years from now that you get healed. You are healed, period. Because Jesus healed them all. Now, I'm not Jesus. Can you tell that? I doubt Jesus had blonde hair and earrings. But Jesus anointed his who? And they went out and did what? How many?
All.
And believers will do what? They shall recover. And I've been quoting it for 2 days now. The Spirit of the Lord is on me because he has anointed me to teach the gospel, to lay hands on the sick, to bring out of captivity everybody that's been bound. So it doesn't matter what's going on with you today. Jesus has given us authority and power over all unclean spirits and sicknesses to cast them out. And they cannot stay in this place. Now, the reason that I'm telling you that is because he will do exactly the same thing for you as he will for me. Let's get healed in here this morning. Walk out that door. Minister to our other family ministers, members. Minister to our co-workers. Minister to every person that we come in contact with. Didn't Keith just tell us recently, we should be laying hands on the sick. It's hard to do when you're sick yourself. You don't have confidence. Let's get healed so we can do it, all right? Everybody stand up with me. Y'all start singing.
There's a healer in the house today. And for you, he's gonna make a way. Just ask and believe by faith, receive. There's a healer in the house today. Yeah. There's a healer in the house today. For you, he's gonna make a way. Just ask and believe by faith, receive. There's a healer in the house today.
Now, if you're here this morning, and like I said, I don't care who you are, because the anointing is here to minister to people this morning. I want you to get out of your seats as quickly as you can and make your way down to the front. But do it by going to the walls and coming this way. The guys will lead you in the right direction of where to get. Go out to the walls. Turn out to the wall so we can do everything God does is decently and in order. Now, if you're on the front row, you can step forward. If you're on the front row here, you guys can come on in forward. Yeah, that'll be fine. Everybody else, go to the walls. Now, those of you that are not coming, I ask you, please, to stay hooked with us. This is not a spectator sport. These are people that are wanting healing in their lives. You need to be able to stretch your hand out and in faith keep your mind focused on the anointing going into them. The anointing is like electricity. Now, everybody as you're walking, raise your hand that you're listening to me. See, they're not listening. Everybody over there that's walking, listen to me real carefully. The anointing is like electricity. When you lay hands on someone, what does electricity do? It just keeps going. It just keeps going. So you got to have a point that it stops. So when you're laying hands on someone, and I'm teaching this for your benefit also. When you're laying hands on someone, don't let the wife, don't let the husband, don't let the daughter, don't let the sister, don't let the brother have their hands on them with you. Because you are ministering the anointing to that person. And you want that sick. And you want all that anointing going into that person. Not to the other person and stopping there. Do you understand that? So have you ever seen us? Somebody comes up and we'll gently take their hand off the wheelchair. Or we'll gently pull their hand back or something. Not to be mean or not to be hard. But if they're really wanting healing for that person, they need to be ministering to that person. If you want to be prayed for also, that's fine. But when we've told the ushers, they don't touch the people that we're praying for when we're praying for them, because the anointing is like electricity. We want it to go into that person and stay in that person. Not go out to another person, but stay in that person. Okay? Now, when I lay hands on you, I am not Keith. Okay? Keith has a tendency, the way the Lord has used him, he goes a lot slower than I go. The ushers know me. Why do you think they got him spaced like this? I'm not Keith. We would be here till 6 o'clock tonight. When I know that the anointing has gone into you, I'm going on to the next person. You have a choice to receive it or not. God's healing compassion is flowing from the throne of heaven this morning. And all you've got to do is picture that. It's like a river flowing into you and you receive it and grab hold to it. Don't pray. Don't talk. Don't ask God for it. Thank Him. It's coming in me. That's it. That's all. He's already given it to us. We're just thanking Him that we're receiving it now. Okay? So no praying in tongues. No big hoopla up here. Except for all you're doing up here is taking it in. Okay? Y'all understand that. All right? I like things done decently in order. Can you tell? Yes. So they're going to sing. We're going to lay hands on people. Ushers, be on your toes. Be ready. And if you're not up here ready to catch people and you're an usher, you should be. And if something goes on in the back, we got a lot of church people in here that'll grab them by the ear and say, straighten up. So, all right, y'all ready? Y'all sing.
There's a healer in the house today. And for you, He's going to make a way. Just ask and believe by faith. Receive. There's a healer in the house today. Well, there's a healer in the house today. And for you, He's going to make a way. Just ask and believe by faith. Receive. There's a healer in the house today. Well, there's a healer in the house today.
Thank you, Lord. Some of you guys, get up here and help Him catch.
For you, He's going to make a way.
Thank you. Come on, get the line in as quickly as you can. Move quick.
Yeah, there's a healer in the house today. And for you, He's gonna make a way.
Thank you, Lord.
Just ask and believe by faith. Receive.
Get somebody behind everybody. Thank you, Lord.
Well, there's a healer in the house.
Thank you, Lord.
For you, He's gonna make a way.
Quickly, move them. That's
just
good.
Ask and believe by
thank you, Lord.
Receive.
The anointing is here. The healer is here. Jesus. Everybody say, Jesus is the healer. Thank you, Lord. 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 Thank you. Thank you. Glory to your name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory to your name. Thank you, Lord.
Just ask and believe.
Glory to your name.
Glory to your name. There's a healer in the house today.
Glory to you, Father.
He's going to make a way. Just ask and believe by faith. Receive. There's a healer in the house today.
Yeah,
there's a healer in the house today. And for you, He's gonna make a way. Just ask and believe by faith. Receive. There's a healer in the house today.
Yeah,
there's a healer in the house today. For you, He's gonna make a way. Just ask and believe by faith. Receive. There's a healer in the house today.
Yeah, there's a
healer in the house today. And for you, He's gonna make a way. Just ask and believe by faith. Receive. There's a healer in the house today.
Yeah,
there's a healer in the house today. And for you, He's gonna make a way. Just ask and believe by faith.
Anointing, Father. Thank you, Lord. 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 Thank you, Lord.
by faith receive. There's a healer in the house today. Yeah, there's a healer in the house today. And for you, he's gonna make a way. Just ask and believe by faith receive. There's a healer in the house today. Yeah, there's a healer in the house today. And for you, he's gonna make a way. Ask and believe by faith receive. There's a healer in the house today. Yeah, there's a healer in the house today. And for you, he's gonna make a way. Just ask and believe by faith receive. There's a healer in the house today. Yeah, there's a healer in the house today. And for you, he's gonna make a way.
Say it a little bit, shine a little. Okay, y'all are spectating too much. Help me up here now. Y'all get to sing it and worship and thank you, Lord. Y'all sing with them.
For you, he's gonna make a way. Just ask and believe by faith. Receive. There's a healer in the house today. Healer in the house today. And for you, he's gonna make a way. Just ask and believe by faith. Receive. There's a healer in the house today. Well, there's a healer in the house today. And for you, he's gonna make a way. Just ask and believe by faith. Receive. Healer in the house today. Well, there's a healer in the house today. And for you, he's gonna make a way. Just ask and believe by faith. Receive. There's a healer in the house today. Yeah, there's a healer in the house today. And for you, he's gonna make a way. Just ask and believe by faith. Receive. There's a healer in the house today.
Some of you may may wonder why some people fall and some people don't fall. Some people are up here to see what they can feel, not to be healed. And it messes with the person next to them. Do you notice that? When you get stuck with one, it's like the person next to them don't get what they're supposed to get. So out of respect for the person next to you in line, don't come unless you're expecting to be healed. Because we want anointing going into these people to minister to them so they can receive their healing, what's already been done for them. Don't come up here to feel something and see if you're going to fall. Falling ain't going to heal you. The anointing is going to heal you. You fall because you come in contact with God's power. Not because you're trying to fall. It's because of the anointing. So don't come if you just want to feel something or see if I got something. I ain't got nothing. God's got something. And He's here to minister to these people. So.
There's a healer in the house today. And for you, He's going to make a way. Just ask and believe by faith. Receive. There's a healer in the house today.
Okay, you ushers, get on your toes. Too many people are falling.
Just ask and believe by faith. Thank you, Lord. There's a healer in the house today.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah, there's a healer in the house today. And for you, He's gonna make a way. Ask and believe by faith, receive. There's a healer in the house today. Yeah, there's a healer in the house today. And for you, He's gonna make a way. Just ask and believe by faith, receive. There's a healer in the house today. Yeah, there's a healer in the house today. And for you, He's gonna make a way. Just ask and believe by faith, receive. There's a
How many people got healed? All of them. How many people got healed? Every one of them. Every one of them. Glory. Thank you, Lord. Glory to your name.
Well, there's a healer in the house today. And for you, He's gonna make a way. Just ask and believe by faith. Receive. There's a healer in the house today. Healer in the house today. And for you, He's gonna make a way. Just ask and believe by faith, receive. There's a healer in the house today. There's a healer in the house today. For you, He's gonna make a way. Make a way. Just ask and believe by faith, receive the healer in the house today.
Yeah, there's
a healer in the house today. And for you, he's gonna make a way. Just ask and believe by faith, receive the healer in the house today.
Yeah, there's
a healer in the house today. And for you, he's gonna make a way. Just ask and believe by faith, receive
the healer
in the house today.
Yeah, there's
a healer in the house today. For you, he's gonna make a way. Just ask and believe by faith, receive
the
healer in the house today.
Yeah, there's
a healer in the house today. For you, he's gonna make a way. Just ask and believe by faith.
Stretch your hands out this way. Glory to your name. There it is. Glory to your name. There it is. 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 In Jesus' name. There it is. There it is. There it is. There it is. That's it. That's it. No fresh adele santo lo fresh santo lo shoto. There, but a santo lo fresh hey santo day santo lo shoto. No fresh adele le che che te lo doro shoto lo de. Day fresh adele mando lo hey le le bene shoto. Day le mando lo shoto le che. No le fresh. No le fresh adele. No fresh santo lo fresh. No le fresh adele mando lo shoto. Day le fresh adele mando lo shoto.
And for you, he's gonna make a way. Just ask and believe by faith, receive
as
a healer in the house today.
What about any of you ushers? Are y'all needing to be in a healing line? We got some other people in here that can catch. Step up. Let me tell you something else while they're doing that. Somebody else get behind them from the crowd and catch them if you need to. Don't come up to receive healing for somebody else. We had several people in line. I just sensed it when I laid hands on them. They were up here trying to receive healing for someone else. That's not the kind of service this is. This is to receive for yourself. So future, if we have healing lines, you know. And I know I'm teaching you a lot about this, but you're our church people. You're not someplace we are on the road. And if you have hands laid on you, it's for you, not for somebody else, okay? So hook with these usher guys. They've been serving you. Right? They need to be strong to do the things that they need to do. What if they got to pull one of y'all off the ceiling or off the wall or something sometime, you know? So y'all stay hooked with them, all right? And we're going to get these people. And if there's anybody up here that needs to come down, y'all need to do it now. So thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Don't change songs on me quite yet. I know Lorna went down, but y'all just sing it even though you can't sing her part. Don't change songs on me now. Stay in the same gear. There we go.
There's a healer in the house today. You is gonna make a way. Just
thank
you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord. There's a healer in the house today.
Healed. If there's any camera operators, somebody swap out with them. Get them out here. Thank you, Lord. Every person, every children's worker, somebody get them. Every person in this building healed. If you've got kids, get to them as quickly as you can. Tom and Amy, let them go. Let's sing for a minute.
healer in the house today.
Yeah, there's a
healer in the house today. For you, he's gonna make a way. Just ask and believe by faith, receive.
There's a
healer in the house today.
Yeah, there's a
healer in the house today. For you, he's gonna make a way. Just ask and believe by faith, receive.
Teachers in those classrooms. Substitute teachers for those classes. If y'all are in those classes, y'all go run quickly to the classes that you work for to give them a break so the teacher can come if they need to. Glory to your name. He's making a way for every person in this building. They're not going to suffer because they're waiting on your kids this morning. We're going to minister to them too. Thank you, Lord. Glory to your name.
There's a healer in the house today. For you, he's gonna make a way. Just ask and believe by faith, receive.
There's a
healer in the house today.
Yeah, there's a
healer in the house today. For you, he's gonna make a way. Just ask and believe by faith, receive.
There's a
healer in the house today.
Yeah, there's a
healer in the house today. For you, he's gonna make a way. Just ask and believe by faith, receive.
There's a healer in the house today.
Yeah, there's a healer in the house today. For you, he's gonna make a way. Just ask and believe by faith, receive.
There's a healer in the house today.
Yes, there's a healer in the house today. For you, he's gonna make a way. Just ask and believe by faith.
Easy for you, God. The anointing destroys every yoke. The lame walked and the blind saw. He is free in Jesus' name. That's it right there. That's it.
And for you, he's gonna make.
Microphone. Somebody that's got healed this morning, run up here. You know you're healed. Run up here. Run up here. If you're healed, you can run. Run up here. Tell us what happened.
I have had severe pain in my lower abdomen for years, and it's gone.
Gone! Gone!
They fist in my liver, and I know they're gone!
Gone! Gone! Gone!
But I had hepatitis, and I'm
healed. Hepatitis healed! Glory to God!
I
thyroid condition.
Thyroid healed.
Pain in my arms and chest. Gone.
Gone. Gone. Gone.
Depression. Out of here.
Gone. 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 Gone.
My gums, my stomach. Almost my whole entire body.
Entire body.
I don't have to wear contacts anymore.
No contacts.
My ears have been hurting.
Ears have been hurting and not hurting.
Knee pain is gone.
Knee or pain is gone.
Stomach ulcers are healed and all the things I didn't even know about.
Yes, Dory.
Miss Phyllis, my symptoms may still be there, but I know that my God is a healer.
Healed. The anointing
today.
Is working. The
That's
anointing.
Right.
The anointing. It's
so
working.
The symptoms are out of here.
Out of here. They have to leave. Glory to God.
Migraine for 6 days.
Migraine
gone.
For 6 days. You got that. 6 days. Gone.
Sister, my kidney's gone.
Sis, gone. Glory.
My neck aches and back aches and headaches are gone.
Gone.
My warts are gone.
Your roars are gone. Glory. Her warts are gone. Yes. Glory to God. We got another one.
High blood pressure and I'm healed.
Healed of high blood pressure. Glory to God. Well, did God do anything in here this morning? Yes. Doesn't matter what you see. Doesn't matter what you feel. You are healed. Glory to God. Well, let's sing something victorious. Yes. Glory to God. Come on, guys, hit it. What are we waiting on? An invitation? Do it.
Victory is mine. Victory is mine today. According to the word, I have what I heard. Victory today is mine. Oh, victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory today is mine. According to the word, I have what I heard. Yes, victory today is mine. Oh, victory is mine.
Let's sing it.
Victory is mine. Victory today.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We got some healed people in here today? Praise God. Praise God. You know, if you came here today and you didn't know God as your Savior, there's no reason for you to leave that way. There's absolutely no reason to leave that way. So let's just sit down and get quiet. Let's not get in a hurry and rush the things of God. Hallelujah. Everybody close your eyes. Thank you, Lord. Father, we just pray before this service ends, Lord, that you draw people, Lord. If there's somebody out there that doesn't know you as Lord and Savior, Lord, we pray that you draw them today mightily, Lord. Draw them to you. If there's somebody that's been in a backslidden condition, that's walked away from you, Lord, we pray right now for them that you would move on them, move their heart, have them to make this the day that they recommit that their life to you. In Jesus' name. If I'm praying for you and you've never made Jesus Christ Lord of your life, or you've walked away from him and he's not been where he ought to be in your life, I want you to raise your hand. Yeah, yes. Raise your hand. There's no reason to wait. Let's not get in a hurry, because these are important things. These are the things of God. So let's not get in a hurry. Raise your hand if you've walked away from God, if you want to recommit your life to God, or if you've never known Jesus as Lord and Savior of your life. You should be raising your hand right now. Hallelujah. And one other thing. If you've never been filled with the Holy Ghost, if you've been saved and you've been baptized and you've been walking with the Lord for a lot of years, but you've never spoken in tongues like you hear us do here at the church and you hear them talk about, if you would like to receive that today, signify that by a raised hand. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. All right. For those who raised their hand and those that should have raised your hand, you can still make this happen today. I want you to stand up on your feet if you raised your hand on any of those invitations to be saved, to recommit your life to the Lord, or to be filled with the Holy Ghost. I want you to stand. Don't be ashamed. Don't be too proud. Stand. I want you to do one more thing. I want you to come down to the front here and meet me. And we want to pray with you. So if you're standing, or if you should be standing, if you still know that the Holy Spirit is dealing with you, come down. Because we want to pray with you.
Jesus and believe. Come to Jesus and receive. For whatever you may need, you shall receive.
If there's anybody else, anyone else, it's not too late. Come on down. Don't. There's no reason for you to walk out of here if you know the Lord's dealing with you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay, I want everyone to stand up with me. And we're going to pray a prayer of faith with these that have come. Hallelujah. Everybody pray with me. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you that you sent your Son Jesus. And we confess him as Lord. And I make him Lord of my life. And I believe in my heart that God raised him from the dead. Jesus, I make you Lord today. Never to walk away again. Amen. Amen. If y'all prayed that prayer today, and if you'd ever prayed it before, don't ever let someone tell you that you're not saved. Don't let the devil deceive you. Don't let anything happen that would try to steal that away from you, because it's yours. When you ask for something in the name of Jesus, you receive it. And some of you, both of you, may have come up here to be filled with the Holy Ghost. You should be filled with the Holy Ghost. Absolutely. I've got the Pearsons here. I want you. They're going to take you back into a room and pray with you and give you some information. But don't leave here without getting everything God has for you. Hallelujah. Let's thank God with them. Follow them. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
We're going to lead them in a prayer for them, and then we'll do something else here real quickly. Right. Just pray for the workers and stuff.
All right. Father, we just thank you, Lord, for these people that have come forward today, Lord. We pray that the anointing will be strong, even in that altar care room, that they'll receive everything that you have for them today. They won't leave missing one thing. We pray for the workers, Lord, that they'll hear clearly and know exactly what to pray, when to pray, and how to go forward in everything they do. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. So how many healed people do we have in here this morning? Every hand should be up, because you either came down or you was in the room. Let's do one thing then. Everybody turn and face the TV camera. Every person that's watching by internet, that's watching on TV, we want to stretch our faith out towards yours. And we want to hook our faith with yours, that the same healing anointing that was present in this place this morning is present there in your room right now. And every person in this place is joining their faith with yours, that all were healed and every was healed. And that means you. So you can be healed right where you sit, because we are hooking with you and there's no distance in the Spirit. So we speak healing into your life and the anointing going into your life now in Jesus' name. Touch your TV sets, receive your healing, and let us know of all the healings that you're receiving out there in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Glory to your name. Now I want to hear some healing testimonies written down, because I believe, I know in my spirit, some major things happened in here this morning. So let us know, keep us hooked, and you guys go out and minister this to other people. Don't just keep it for yourself. Minister it to other people. And we're going to sing and be dismissed.